NFL Hall of Famer, a three-time Super Bowl champion, former head coach of the Chicago Bears. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Ditka joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Coach, happy holidays, and thanks so much for coming on. How you doing?
Same to you guys. I'm doing fine. Hanging in there.
It's great to hear. Now, we were having a discussion the other day about different cities around the country and how great they are when certain teams are performing at a high level. For example, October in New York City when the Yankees are in the playoff hunt is a magical place. What is it like to be in Chicago when the Bears are playing as well as they are right now?
Well, you know, Chicago's a Bears town. That's what it is. And, you know, right now they're pretty pumped up. They got a good football team, guys. They really do. They do a lot of things well. They can run the football, play great defense. I mean, they're doing a lot of things very well. It's nothing that really jumps out of you, but their consistency is as good as anybody's in the league right now. And they get after you now. This football team can get after you on defense.
When you look at this defense, this current version, and you think back to the famous 85 Bears defense, do you see some similarities, or are they going about it in a completely different way?
Well, there's always similarities when the defenses play well. I mean, they're playing well. I mean, they get after you. They got basically what we had in 85. We had an attack mode defense. We were on the attack, and that's what these guys are doing. And they got the players to do it. You know, and when they got the linebacker, I didn't know that he could help them that much, but he's made the people around him better. So they're a better football team. Offensively, they do things pretty well. They can run the football. I mean, Trubisky's a pretty good football player. Got some receivers, they're not big names, but you got to like what they're doing, really.
Coach, I loved it, man. I remember being in New Orleans and I almost came back to play with you. You know, you love that fullback. You like to go those two backs and get things happening. Love the way that you went about, you know, you being a coach and physical offense. Offense entertains, defense wins championships. This new NFL, spreading the ball around all these quarterbacks and throwing the ball, and the guys don't have to read coverage anymore. They're running different routes. Does that work, or does still the old smash mouth football, you think that'll win the Super Bowl? Is it going to be these high fluting teams, the Rams and Kansas City Chargers? What wins long term?
Well, you know, the game has changed. It really, you know, it's wonderful to say, hey, we like to line up in a high formation and run the football. Can't do it, guys. The whole game is about spreading people up, spreading people out, getting mismatches, and try to get one-on-one situations. When you get him, you got to hope your guy or bet your guy is going to beat their guy. And that's what's happened. It's very hard to play zone defenses the way we played them in the old days. You almost got to play man, because you're talking about basically they've got – you know, they've got five receivers that can get down the field in a hurry. So, I mean, if they can get the protection, they're going to have a situation where some of it's going to be one-on-one, and then you're going to have to cover them.
Hall of Famer Mike Ditka joining us here on 95.7 The Game. The Niners have had a bit of a difficult season, a lot of injuries, a lot of instances in the fourth quarter where they have been unable to close out games. But head coach Kyle Shanahan still has this team competing deep into December. How difficult can that be for a head coach when a season is lost to keep the focus, to keep the compassion, to keep the energy there for a football team late in the year?
Hey, that's your job. That's what you do. You're paid to do that. Then you got to be totally into it. I think Kyle's done a great job with this football team. I really do. They're a good, good football team. How good, I don't know. You know, they probably need a few things right now. But I watched them play a couple games. I was very impressed with the way they play. They're well coached. They try to do the right thing. And that's all you can do. I mean, if you don't turn the ball over, you don't make too many mistakes, you got a chance. And if you got a chance, that's all you're asking for. You know, and like I said, I didn't think they would be very good this year. And the more I watch them, I'm saying they've done a good job. And Kyle's done a great job of coaching them. There's no question about it.
It's the team with the best turnover margin, Chicago, against the team with the worst, San Francisco. So for the 49ers, how do you coach up your defense to get them to generate more takeaways?
Well, it's not that. Don't turn the ball over on offense. That's the big thing. Turnovers kill you. You know, they stop drives, they get you out of a scoring situation. So you just can't turn the football over. And the Bears, guys, I'm going to tell you now, the Bears are good. And they create turnovers. They create turnovers because they really play a pressure defense. They are really on you. And, you know, like I said, what they do offensively is nothing fancy. But they run the football effectively, and they got a great – I think Trubisky's a very, very good quarterback.
Coach, you know, when you're Chicago now, you know, snow's on the ground, all those different things. Where are you hitting the balls at now? You travel a lot? Are you Florida? Where are you playing that game?
I'm in Naples, Florida.
Okay.
I'm in Naples. I've been down here for a while. I'll be here till May, so I don't worry about the snow right now.
Coach Mike Ditka with us here on 95.7 The Game. You know, you coached in an era, obviously, against the great Bill Walsh, one of the innovators of his time. What was it like trying to scheme and create a defense to slow down a progressive offense? Because that's what teams like the Bears and the great defenses now are trying to do against some of these new offenses led by guys like Sean McVay.
Well, you know, Buddy really ran our defense. I mean, he believed in a pressure defense. But, you know, and we were very effective with the pressure defense until people started understanding how you defeat that defense. You spread it out. You spread it out. You get it, you know where the man-to-man coverages are. And you compete one-on-one in those areas. And that's basically, you know, what Bill Walsh, I mean, what they did with the 49ers. Yeah, they had good players. And Bill was a great coach. There's no question about it. But the things they did and the way he coached them were outstanding. And we thought that we matched up with them in a lot of games we played them, and we certainly didn't. They kicked our butt a couple of times, and we got them once in a while, but they got us pretty good, too.
When you look back at your great coaching career, particularly in Chicago, do you see San Francisco as one of the chief rivals, even though they weren't in the division, because of so many classic games you guys had?
Well, you know, I played in the league, too, and it was always a rival to go out to play the 49ers on the old Kezar. It was always a tough game. I can still remember playing in Kezar and then the ride to the airport after the game. I mean, I cannot believe the traffic, the people that were there. I mean, and I'm sure they draw one well now, but I mean, those stadiums were packed when we played out there. And, of course, they had a great Joe Montana. They had a lot of great football players, you know, but they had a great coach. You know, it's hard to say. You know, I guess, In my era as a coach, I guess, yeah, I would have to say the 49ers were the team to beat.
NFL Hall of Famer, three-time Super Bowl champ, former head coach of the Chicago Bears, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Ditka with us here on 95.7 The Game. Coach, we really appreciate the time this morning. Thank you so much for coming on. Happy holidays to you and your family.
All right. Merry Christmas. Take care.